Chapter 5, The Magic of Oz. The four friends reached the great gate again and got their spectacles from the little green man. They all went to the throne room, but the throne was empty. A voice came from somewhere near the ceiling.
I am Oz, the great and terrible. What do you want?
Where are you?
Asked Dorothy.
I am everywhere,
said the voice.
We killed the Wicked Witch of the West, said Dorothy. Now please keep your promise.
Dear me,
said the voice.
Come again tomorrow. I need time. Time? Why do you need time?
Asked the Tin Man.
We aren't going to wait another minute,
said the Scarecrow.
You must keep your promises, said Dorothy. We kept ours.
The lion looked very angry. He ran across the room. He knocked over a tall screen, and behind it was a little old man.
Who are you?
Shouted the Tin Man, and he picked up his axe.
I am Oz, the great and terrible,
said the little old man.
Please don't hit me, kind friend. You see, I am not a wizard.
Not a wizard? Said Dorothy. Then how did you do all those wonderful things?
Oz took them to a small room behind the throne room. They saw a big paper head.
I pull strings to work the mouth, he said.
They saw a woman's dress and a big paper ball.
You are just a great big cheat, said the Scarecrow.
Yes, I am,
said the little man. He told them his story.
I flew here in a balloon from Omaha.
Why, that's near Kansas, said Dorothy.
Yes, the balloon came down here and I built this city. The country was very green and beautiful, so I called it the Emerald City. But I'm not a wizard, and I can't keep my promises to you.
Then you can't give me any brains?
Said the Scarecrow.
You don't need any. You are learning something new every day,
said Oz. Then he saw the Scarecrow's sad face.
Oh, very well, he said. Come to me tomorrow for your new brains. But what about my courage?
Said the lion.
You have lots of that, I know, but come to me tomorrow for some courage.
What about my heart?
Asked the Tin Man.
Why do you want a heart?
Asked Oz.
It makes most people unhappy, but come to me tomorrow for your new heart.
And now, said Dorothy, how can I get back to Kansas?
That's the most difficult, said Oz. Please give me a few days. My servants can look after you, only please do not say to them Oz is a cheat.
Dorothy promised. The next morning, Oz called the Scarecrow to the throne room. He took the straw out of the Scarecrow's head and put in a lot of small pieces of wood.
There,
he said.
You can be a great man now.
The happy Scarecrow ran to show his friends. Then the Tin Man was next.
I am going to cut a hole in your left side. It won't hurt,
Oz told him. Then he went to a cupboard and took out a pretty little red heart.
It's beautiful, said the Tin Man. But is it a kind heart?
Very kind, answered Oz.
He put the heart in the Tin Man's left side. The Tin Man was very happy. Next, the lion went to the throne room. Oz took a green bottle out of the cupboard.
Drink this, he said,
and the lion drank.
Now you are full of courage, lion.
The happy lion went back to his friends. But what about Dorothy? For 3 days she heard nothing from Oz, and she was sad because she wanted to get back to Kansas. On the 4th day, Oz sent for her.
My dear, he said, the wind blew you here, and I came by balloon, so we'll make a balloon. It can take us both to Kansas.
So they got to work and made a big green balloon. It took them 3 days. Then they tied a big clothes basket under the green balloon. Oz told his people,
I am going to see another wizard. He lives in the clouds.
Everybody came to say goodbye. The Tin Man cut wood and made a big fire. Oz held the bottom of the balloon over the fire. Soon, its bag was full of hot air. Oz climbed into the basket and shouted,
While I am away, I want the Scarecrow to be your king.
He turned to Dorothy.
Jump in now.
I can't find Toto anywhere, said Dorothy. I can't leave him behind.
At last she found him. She picked him up and ran to the balloon. Too late, it was already up in the air.
Take me with you,
she cried.
I can't, my dear,
called Oz from the basket.
Goodbye!
And that was the last anybody ever saw of the wonderful Wizard of Oz. But the people of the Emerald City said, He was always our friend. Now we have King Scarecrow with his first-class brains.